You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
It's Friday, it's Irk FM time. Lots of great music from around the world as the music comes down the pipe and into your ears at the end of each week here on Irk FM. Episode 132, and let's kick it off with a song called She Bled by Rodney Brannigan right here on Irk FM. IrkFM.com. Irk FM is a part of Channel Irk and the Association of Music Podcasting. Thanks, Foundry Road.
So much so that she would take the hits and leave. She'd bleed for him again and again. She'd bleed for him again. When he looked into her eyes, he saw no hate, no anger, only loyalty. When the abuse would start, she would not retaliate. She tried before and made things worse. She'd cower in her shadows, wait for him to leave. She loved him so much though that she would take the hits and bleed. She'd bleed for him again and again. She'd bleed for him again. Master had a different plan. Maybe in the next life she will be in the big dog show. With her last breath she licked his hand. She'd cower in her shadows and wait for him to leave. She loved him so much though that she would take the hits and bleed. She'd bleed for him again and again. She'd bleed for him again.
down by this tower that leaned like a weed. My brother, who
G'day, I'm Erk from Channel Erk and Insomnia Radio Australia. What happens if I add some of this? And a little bit of this. And a little bit of this. And what happens if I stir that around, deliver that to you nice, hot and fresh? That sounds like a buffet of tasty musical treats to me.
You don't have to says you're keeping your jar of tips. Just listen now. You are so beautiful.
You're listening to episode 132 of IRC FM, which I've given one of my cryptic titles again, Attention, Madonna Goes to an Alien Zoo, and you'll find out why very, very shortly. We have a couple of new music content providers for this episode, so I'd like to welcome Manila PR and Prescription PR to IRC FM, and they join Juice Management and Promotion as the music suppliers for this episode. The song that you just heard was called Attention, in what has been a very mellow, very acoustic start to this episode of IRC FM. Attention by Michael Marton, and he comes to us from Canada. He actually comes to us from White Rock in Canada. After performing in several bands over the years, Michael soon decided that his main focus of his music was writing, producing, and recording his own material. And so in 2007, he went solo, which resulted in the release of his first album called Once Alive. Since then, he has gone on to receive extensive radio exposure in various countries, ranging from his home country to as far afield as New Zealand and Australia. Hey, that's me. Helping to increase his profile and his fan base. He's currently working on his second album. So that was Michael Marton. Before that, we heard from Robin James. And Robin James returns with his second album, Paper Earth. And his previous album, St. Jude, received airplay on BBC Six in the UK. Paper Earth, which is the new album from Robin James, was recorded using vintage analog equipment over 3 days at the Analog Catalog Recording Studios with no computers in sight. As Robin himself explains, quote, "The temptations to edit and manipulate the songs are taken away when recording onto tape, which is both liberating and slightly frightening." But as Leonard Cohen sings, quote, "Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything, that's how the light gets in." While the first album, St. Jude, was recorded with just one voice and one guitar, Paper Earth sees the introduction of some new instruments and even a guest appearance from Kenny Anderson, also known as King Cresciolt, on wine glasses and accordion. So that was Robin James, and before Robin James, to open the episode, we heard from Rodney Brannigan, who is comes under the acoustic, alternative and folk categories, and he comes to us from Texas. And that's about all I can say. Hang on. I'm having some issues with my email. But Rodney Brannigan comes to us from the UK. Don't forget that if you are a music supplier, or if you are a band and you would like your tunes here on IRC FM, you can do that quite easily. You can go to IRCFM.com and you can click on the links and find out more about the process. And you can also find out if your tunes have been featured here on IRC FM before, because we do have a couple of people on this week's episode who are making return appearances here on IRC FM, which is always good. So why don't we continue, and we will continue with a Sydney band, which is also good. It's usually very, very good to see a Sydney band. And don't forget, you can also listen to the latest episode of Insomnia Radio Australia, episode number 11, which is out now at australia.insomniaradio.net. Rodney Brannigan, getting back to him, he calls his music progressive folk fusion. He has invented a new genre, one that blends rock, folk, flamenco, madrigal, classical, bluegrass and jazz, and it all works. Most songs are instrumentals that are driving, thumping monsters. The vocal pieces are just as strong, with Brannigan playing music so compelling that you just have to listen to it. It stuns the audience and hushes the room, even in a bustling LA club, which is pretty amazing if you can do that as well. So that was Rodney Brannigan. Now let's go to our next act, which is originally from Sydney, my hometown. They're called Alien Zoo. They were formed in the summer of 2004 after frontman Sam Jewell was handed the keys to a soon-to-be-demolished print factory, which is where they recorded their first album. Alien Zoo have gone on to achieve more in their career to date than some bands can ever dream of. Their first album saw their single New York Girl reach the top 20 on the American college radio charts, and they were soon put on regular rotation on one of Sydney's most popular radio stations. They have toured Australia regularly, and their popularity has increased. They were a featured act at the Film Inc. Awards in Australia. They have also toured LA, played residency at the Viper Room, and they went on Music TV in America. And so this is Alien Zoo, and the song we're about to hear is called Punk Is a Lie. Thank you, Foundry Road.
Yeah. Understanding.
We're certainly getting harder as we go on the episode. That was Righter with their song called I Won't Run, and I definitely liked the guitar and drum work in that one. They are based in California, in an area with more bands per square foot than perhaps anywhere else in America. Righter has rapidly become one of the most popular original artists on the Southern Californian music scene, taking their name from the vocalist, guitarist, keyboard player, all at the same time, Jerry's surname. Writer's unique sound is a culmination of all the band members' different influences from the 60s, 70s and 80s. Since their formation over a decade ago, the band have paid their dues on the club circuit and have gone on to support the likes of Alice Cooper, Great White, UFO and YNT, just to name a small few. They have also had success in writing songs for movies and TV shows, most recently having a song featured on the HBO series True Blood. Prior to that, we had another song and we heard from Seven Deadly Sins, and the song was also called Seven Deadly Sins, so that was quite handy indeed. They are based in Edinburgh in Scotland, and I'll be up there a little bit later this year. The Seven Deadly Sins return with their new 3-track EP. Formed by singer-songwriter Alex Moran in 2008 after moving between different parts of England and Australia before finally settling in Edinburgh, the Seven Deadly Sins have made rapid progress in their short time together. Being described as 100% more dapper than the rest of the world, with influences ranging from the Beatles, well, doesn't everyone, to Nirvana, and a new video for their single Work Me Like a Dog now complete and available to view on their website, the future is looking increasingly bright for the Seven Deadly Sins. And so that was the Seven Deadly Sins. A moment in time.
It's time. After many hours of tapping onto an iPhone, A Moment in Time is now available in print. Follow the lives of a group of Sydney women working in male-dominated industries in various stages of their careers. Most people know that they will go home safely at the end of the day. However, for Caroline, Leela, Nicole, Natalie, Renee, and Katrina, they cannot be so sure. They have to have trust in their partners and have faith in their training and equipment. A bit of good luck and cunning wouldn't go astray either if they want to go home alive at the end of their shifts. A Moment in Time is now available in print and as an ebook. For more information and to purchase the novel, visit www.amomentintimenovel.com.
I'm Brad.
I'm Simon.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Explain, and we are
Country Road.
Hi, my name's Jordan Rain.
G'day, I'm Cole Finley.
Hi, I'm Si from Sam River, and I'm Guy.
Hey, this is Caparo.
Hi everybody, I'm Thomas.
Hi, I'm Ivan.
And we're from the band
Emerald. Hi, my name is Audra Connolly. And
my name's Matt Stevens. Hi, I'm Lee from Horizon.
Hi, this is Steph from Trip Hazard.
This is Justin Wayne reminding you that you are tuned in to Channel Irk.
Hi, this is Will Danes.
Two, one.
Hi, we're the Views.
Hi, this is Sean. And this is Danny.
Hi, this is Adam from Inner Voices.
Hi, this is Arthur Nason.
This is Explained from Foundry Road!
Hi, this is Dan Lyon from Sweden.
Hej då!
Hej då!
Hi, this is Craig Morrison from Australia, and check it out.
And you're listening to...
Ook FM!
Yeah! You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
trouble, you are way out of line. Big surprise, it's getting hard to fly free enterprise. The boys upstairs got numbers like rise.
G'day mate, you're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia with music from Down Under. Are you looking for some great Australian music? Could be country like that, it could be dance. And awesome rock. It could be metal. It could be jazz, who knows? If it's Australian music you're after, there's one place, guaranteed every song Australian. Insomnia Radio Australia, the best Australian music that you've never heard. Australia.insomniaradio.net.
This is Dave Evans on IRC FM. This station rocks!
It's a chorus, it could be no less. It's a torture, this is chemo, like a virtue.
Thank you.
variety, you may have been able to figure out that that song was called Shadow. And that song was by The Good Sons, and it came to me via Prescription PR, which is yet another music supplier, which is absolutely awesome. Let's tell you a little bit about The Good Sons. They specialise, as you may have been able to figure, in the sort of reverb-heavy, stick-in-your-head melodies and back-to-basic songs that drives the likes of Girls and Surfer Blood. And so, coming up soon is the double A-side single, Shadow, which you just heard, and At Last I'm Bored, on the 14th of February. In performing their beautifully crafted old-time pop gems in and around London for the last year, The Good Sons have won a faithful following that have fallen for their dreamy guitar pop. Their songs are reminiscent of the back-to-the-basics hook-laden pop, which sounds really, really good. Every note is raised and backed by reverb-heavy virtuoso guitar bliss from Adam Smith and the increasingly impressive rhythm section of Bobby McBriety and Greg Sullivan. And so, February sees their first official release of the double A-side of Shadow and At Last I'm Bored. And so that was rather cool. That was, of course, The Good Sons. Prior to The Good Sons, we went across the Tasman to New Zealand, and to Wellington, New Zealand, in fact, with Amp, who have appeared on IRC FM before, not to be confused with the Association of Music Podcasting. Of course, Amp go way back now to 2005, and they have appeared on IRC FM a few times. The song that you might most remember was called Go. This song is from their new debut album, which is coming out later this year, called From the Back of the Sun, and the new song that you just heard was called Sergeant Mayhem. So that was rather cool. Thank you, Amp, for sending that to me directly via SoundCloud. That was awesome, and I'm looking forward to hearing the album a little bit later on in the year. Another group making another appearance is Alessian, who is based in the USA and originally Estonia. You now hear Alessian, and the song that you heard was called The One. Alessian, originally from Estonia, wrote their first song at the age of 15 and added to a large rotation of radio stations in Estonia. And since then, he has received a number of offers which sees him participate in various festivals all over the world, from Los Angeles to Moscow. Prior to that, we heard from Dashboard Madonna, who are based in Hamburg in Germany, taking their name from the lyrics in an Elton John song called The Emperor's New Clothes. Dashboard Madonna returned back on the scene with their first release since 2004. Wow. So they've been around for a while, with their new album Neon Signs, which will be available to purchase from February 14. Something about February 14, isn't there? Let me think. Thinking. Oh yes, it's my 17th anniversary of working with City Rail. Awesome. Being described as being Steely Dan jamming with Jack Johnson and Sheryl Crow, the trio in Dashboard Madonna have been building an ever-growing fan base through gigging in their home country of Germany and also in England. The release of their new single Slam Dunked, which is about a girl who chooses her men by how good they are at basketball, well gee, I'd suck, is likely to see their popularity increase further. And so the song that I chose from Dashboard Madonna was called Oh Boy. And I really, really love it when the people who write these releases and whatnot, they provide a pronunciation guide, which is always awesome for me. Our previous act was called Pangea, which, if it wasn't from Rob Saunders from Juice Management and Promotion, I would have never have guessed that. They're based in Blackpool in England. The name comes from a Latin pronunciation of two Greek words, pan meaning all of, and galea meaning earth. Pangaea are beginning to make huge inroads on the English music scene. They're described as a solid mix of alternative pop rock with hooky melodies and driving riffs. They were formed towards the end of 2009 when Australian singer-songwriter Tim Harding, we can really claim them as part Australian, Tim Harding moved to the northwest of the UK and hooked up with a group known as Avandonons. The band soon began rehearsing under their new name and started work on their debut EP. Since the completion of the debut EP, their track Do What You Want has already reached the top 30 of one of Europe's largest online charts. And so that was rather, rather cool. Speaking of rather, rather cool, next week you will be able to hear me present episode 269 of Amped New Music Weekly as I present a wide variety of songs from a wide variety of people from a wide variety of countries that form the Association of Music Podcasting, which I'm a proud member of. And probably while you are hearing this, I will be emceeing and also doing some of the light shows for a charity concert, or a charity gig, actually, over 3 days at the Lucky Australian at St Mary's here in Western Sydney. And as a result of that, I'll be able to bring you some more Western Sydney and more Australian music as well as I talk to the bands. I'm not sure if I'm going to do a special about the episode yet, about the concert series yet. We'll see how we go. But it's going to be a rather big 3 days as we get together the local Western Sydney metal community over 3 days and raise money for the Queensland flood victims. Anywho, I'd like to thank our music suppliers this week. Juice Management and Promotion, always great suppliers of music, of course. And our new music suppliers, Manila PR, who I've heard a lot of but haven't dealt with before, and also Prescription PR. Amp also supplied their music directly to me via SoundCloud, which you can do as well, erkfm.com. Click on the links, find out more about the artist, find out more about how you can get your music to me as well. On Judy's Blast FM this week, we feature some Australian country in the form of Jason Lee, and we'll also have some good tunes for you as well on Blast from the Past on Saturday and Sunday. So this has been Erk FM episode 132. Thank you all for listening. Of course, all music is played with direct permission from the artists or with various agreements with various music content providers. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia, and the theme music and also the bed music comes from Foundry Road, the absolutely awesome Foundry Road, with parts of the song Rise. So until next week, I am Erk. Thank you very much for listening. We heard from Rodney Brannigan, Robin James, Michael Marton, Alien Zoo, Seven Deadly Sins, Reuter, Pangea, Dashboard Madonna, Alicia and Amp, and The Good Sons. Until next time, I am Erk. Good night, Interweb, and thank you, Foundry Road. See you next week. Bye now.